We haven't done enough on living wages. We haven't done enough on environmental. And there must be a movement that says we are not left or right. We are not Democrat or Republican. We are trying to figure out what's right versus wrong, and we fight for what is right. And I
have Reverend William Barber is the senior pastor at Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro. At yesterday's service, he called on members of his congregation to take action against environmental degradation occurring in poor, diverse rural communities across the state. The service was the first stop in an ecological justice organizing tour with former Vice President and environmental activist Al Gore.
And it's worth recalling the basic principles of environmental justice. If people have been deprived of power, deprived of influence, deprived of the advantages that they might otherwise have been able to enjoy, but for the systemic discrimination and the legacy of hatred and injustice, they would be able to protect the nature around them.
Goldsboro is also home to the H.F. Lee Power Plant, which ran on coal for decades until Duke Energy turned it into a natural gas station more than 5 years ago. Down East Coal Ash Coalition member Mindy Hoggins says toxins from the site's remaining coal ash pits have leached into the groundwater, contaminating nearby residents' wells.
There's still just so many people here that have no idea that this stuff is here. So that's our main goal, is to increase awareness and get some justice for these people who have contaminated wells, because that's been a big side effect of all this seepage, is there's people who can't even drink their well water.
Duke Energy has denied that its coal ash pits are leaking harmful chemicals into the groundwater. Still, the company says it has provided Goldsboro residents living within half a mile of the H.F. Lee power plant alternative water sources, including bottled water and access to water treatment services.
And they are sending out letters telling these people not to even take showers out of the waters coming out of their wells, because they've got hexavalent chromium and boron and manganese and all these things that are naturally occurring, but not in the levels that we have them here.
Duke Energy is currently seeking a State Department of Air Quality permit to reburn the coal ash at its Goldsboro site as part of a recycling process that would turn it into concrete products. Hoggins says this would release harmful chemicals into the air. She says last month she and other residents spoke out against the permit at a public hearing in Wayne County.
I don't think we've heard anything back on that, but based on history and experience, they'll get their permit. And they'll be able to reburn this ash into a community that they've already been polluting for years. Progress Energy polluted for years, and CPNL polluted for years. And we need some state legislators to stand up for this community.
As part of the environmental justice tour, Reverend William Barber and former Vice President Al Gore are listening to residents who live near Duke Energy's coal power plants. Barber says they're also trying to mobilize voters to elect candidates who would pass tougher environmental regulations on companies that pollute.
We're not against corporations. What we're saying is people are first. And corporations can go to solar. Corporations can do the things that are good for the environment. The issue is, are you going to choose greed, or are you going to choose the future? That's really the question. Greed now, no future later. Or choose future now and still have a blessed economy and a blessed world later. That's really the choice, the moral choice.
Today, Barber and Gore stopped in Walnut Cove near a plant in Belews Creek that has been blamed for causing a rash of cancer cases in the surrounding area. At 6 this evening, they're scheduled to hold a Moral Monday-style rally at a church in Greensboro. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.